everybody. Oh. Hour two of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment.
All right, update on the SNL thing. She was joined by a bunch of people who had not hosted it five times, but they all got the five-timers jacket. For instance, Matt Damon being up there, he told Wig, you know, hey, I grew up watching you on SNL, which, you know, I think he's older than her. But she said, wait, why do you have a jacket? You've only hosted twice. He said, yeah, but Lorne Michaels said that the first time I hosted, it was so good it counted for three. And then, like, Fred Armisen, John Hamm, Will Forte, Martin Short, they all came out. They haven't hosted it five times yet. Forte told Wig that they had hosted SNL five times together, which is why they all got jackets.
That's cute.
It was funny.
I got some music news.
I got some Eclipse tummy news, so you choose what road you want to go down.
I'm going music.
Give me a beat. It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
So, I watched a lot of the CMT Music Awards last night. I don't know, guys.
What do you mean you don't know? What you?
Cheese factor, pretty high. Kelsea Ballerini, beautiful woman, talented, great. I think they're just trying to make her a thing, like a host.
Mm.
And there's no oomph, there's no pop, you know? It's just bleh. The jokes that they write are so bad. It just feels a little try hard. That is all.
Now, the CMA Awards have worked with Peyton Manning and Brad Paisley, right?
Oh, sure.
I'm just thinking, shifting more toward non-hosting things. Like, pick any show. New shows are hosted by celebrities. Back in the day, they used to be hosted by Alex Trebek, Pat Sajak, Bob Barker, people who, game show hosts,
Bob
who were
Hope,
just,
yeah,
like, hosts. People.
Right. No, as far as the CMAs go, they've always been hosted by country artists. It used to be Vince Gill. Reba has done it a bunch of times, and it was Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood for many years. I feel like they have better writers or something, or the production looks less chaotic and messy. I don't know. There was just something that, even the performances, Sam Hunt didn't performance, he sounded terrible. Like, I don't know if it's the song or his mic or the sound system or what, but it just didn't sound good.
I give you credit for even knowing that this award show was on.
I just stumbled upon it by accident after 60 minutes.
And I presume it's on CMT.
No, right? It was on CBS.
But it is the CMT Awards, right?
Yeah, figure that out.
Okay,
sure,
are they owned
both
by Viacom, maybe?
Yes.
Something like that. So that'd be like the MTV Awards being shown on CBS because they're under the same parent company.
That is correct.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was that. But anyway, Jelly Roll got Video of the Year. And, you know, Lainey Wilson won. Jelly Roll won again. Chris Stapleton and Carly Pierce. You know, it was fine. I bailed after a little while. You know, Melissa Etheridge made an appearance. Sammy Hagar made an appearance, which you think would make it better. But it didn't. But I'll tell you what, 60 Minutes was really good.
Is that right? What were they covering?
So I watched a story about the Yogi Berra Museum, which happens to be, wrong one,
okay,
which happens to be on my college campus, which I did not know. I was texting my brother. I'm like, hey, did you know that this is in Little Falls? He's like, actually, it's on the campus of our college, our alma mater, if you will.
You and your brother both went to the same college?
We did, and my sister.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I transferred. I started at a community college, and then I transferred. But yeah, we all did. And his wife. And his wife's sister.
Wow.
I know, right? Yeah. Anyway, I digress. So it was about this heist, this guy and his ring of thugs in New Jersey. They stole 10 World Series rings from this museum that belong to Yogi Berra. They're worth about $1 million. He steals them. They melt them down and sell them for $12,000.
Wow.
How disgraceful. Right?
Listen, there's disgraceful stuff going on out there.
Yeah. He also stole, like, art from museums and Andy Warhol, just all sorts. Anyway, it was interesting. And then I watched the CMT Music Awards. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Donna. Since you went to 60 Minutes, can I go to the mailbag for a moment?
Damn it. Okay.
Come
on. I was
going
to finish my music segment, but that's okay.
You 60 Minutes did.
You're right. You're right.
Donna
mail
got... Okay, so Donna got sick over the weekend throughout for the first time in years, and it hit out of nowhere and then was gone. Last Thursday, I got a rush of nausea out of nowhere, hit for a minute, and then it was gone. Very bizarre.
We think it's the eclipse.
We wonder if it's like an eclipse thing. Kristen said, on Saturday, my dog started unusually gagging at night.
Mm.
He's not doing it now. I don't know if that's related, but thank you for the email. Jenny said, my son and I have both been sick. We thought it was the Chipotle we ate yesterday. Yikes. Love you both.
Love
Sarah
you.
Said, I don't have eclipse tummy, but I do have eclipse fatigue. I felt so tired over the weekend.
You, is this you speaking now?
This is now Steve speaking. I've reassumed controls of my own body. Sharon sends an email that I'll read as Sharon wrote it. I haven't had an upset tummy, but I sure have a lot more flatulence. And then she signs off. I kid you not. Fart, fart.
Oh my
so take
God.
That honk, honk, and clomp, clomp. Fart, Share fart. Bear went fart, fart.
Oh my God, Kelly, my cat's been throwing up all weekend. Does that count?
Linda, me too. I had a sudden wave of nausea Saturday afternoon, ran to the bathroom, but the feeling subsided within a minute. Weird. That was like mine.
Okay, you guys, there's something going on because
here is
Lynn.
Let's read it in unison.
Okay, ready?
I experienced the sudden out of nowhere nausea this morning. I feel validated.
That did not go well.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
Crazy.
Hmm.
We're eclipsing.
I don't know, Mike, how did you do this weekend?
I felt great.
Okay. All right.
I also didn't eat, though. Which is interesting.
Why didn't you eat?
I wanted to reset my body.
Oh.
Wait, you did a cleanse and you didn't tell me?
I did a water cleanse.
Mike, you got to tell me these
I'm
things.
Sorry. I'm
always
I was
looking
supposed to
get
tell
in
you.
On this.
Yeah, I did that. It was great.
How long? 48 hour?
Yes. Just made 48 hours. My last meal I had was Friday at lunchtime.
Damn.
And I ate on Sunday.
Did you weigh in before and after?
Yeah.
What'd you notice?
Well, it was about an 8-pound difference.
Wow.
But
typical
again, it was
man.
More, but
typical
it was, man. It wasn't for the weight loss. Again, I just wanted to kind of jumpstart the metabolism, try to get things going once again. And yeah, obviously you're going to lose weight when you don't eat anything. But yeah, I just pounded water, had a little bone broth and some coffee. That was it.
That's terrible.
Yeah, black coffee, right?
Yeah, black coffee. Yeah. It Saturday afternoon was awful. Like my head was pounding. And then by like later in the night, I was great. And Sunday morning, I felt awesome. Cause I don't know. I've done keto before, got into ketosis before. And when I do that, that clarity you get when you're burning fat rather than carbs in your mind, I just love that feeling. And I'm there right now. So I'm feeling real good.
Have you eaten yet?
Oh yeah. I ate yesterday.
Okay. Let us know when you feel nauseous.
Sounds good. I will.
Oh my gosh.
We have to go.
Should I read this as written or not? There's an email that just came in. Because we can blame our listeners. This is not me being childish. And this is another female listener, okay? I just want to say, Sharon, I believe is a woman of a certain age, and I say that with love and respect in my heart. But she signed off fart fart. Dawn just wrote, Steve and Donna, I'm so tired today. And I had a major case of mud butt this morning.
Oh.
I've never heard that term, Dawn. You should be ashamed of yourself. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're done.
Don't be ashamed.
We're done. Yeah, all right, fine, but that's weird.
We'll be right back. All right. Hi, Donna here for Blaze Credit Union. Blaze is a full-service financial institution. What happened was Spire and Highway Credit Unions merged on January 1st of this year, and now they are known as Blaze. They can help you with any type of financial product or service at any stage of life. They really are about service. If you have a question and you're wondering, do they do this? Do they have, investing, that type of thing? Just get a hold of them. They are so great at helping their customers who they call members, and they've got over 250,000 members. In fact, I happen to be one of them. Steve is one of them too. They've got totally free checking. If you deposit a minimum of $100 into a free checking account, they're going to give you $150 back. You got to love that. Here's what you should do. Find one of the 26 branches closest to you. Just go to blazecu.com. Blaze is insured by NCUA, and they are an equal housing opportunity lender.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Huh.
This is... It is strange. And I will read Alan's email, which offers a contrary take on it.
Sure.
And I think that there's something not to be dismissed about
Absolutely.
That. But the timing of all of this, like if we ran this same experiment in a month from now, I wonder how it would happen. So if you're just tuning in, Donna was on the phone with somebody over the weekend, got hit with a sudden, out of nowhere bit of nausea, goes to the bathroom, throws up, and then she's done. Feels good, living her life. I last Thursday, as I was heading out the door, hit with a rush of nausea out of nowhere, get to the bathroom, and it subsides. But I was convinced I was going to throw up. Then I didn't. We've had a bunch of you emailing saying similar things. Britain City, New York.
Our
look
girl.
At here. Happy Monday
hashtag
to my
survivor.
Favorite radio duo. What up, Brit? That's right. Hashtag Quake Survivor. Hashtag We Will Rebuild. Okay, Brit says, I totally felt nauseous out of nowhere on Saturday night. I ran to the bathroom in record time, but by the time I made it to the toilet, my stomach settled. I thought it was just body trauma from the quake. But alas, I think it's eclipsed tummy. Also, I didn't read this yet. This is why the Don and Steve Experience will always be the show of the people. Because the listeners feel extremely comfortable sharing about their flatulence and mud butt. Should I know what this is, she asks. And they are willing to sign their name to the email. That was like when Sharon signed off, hashtag fart fart. Okay, Kathy says the same thing happened to me on Saturday. I did not throw up. This is weird. And I'm happy that we're hearing from people that both threw up and also people that had that. They were sure they were going to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And then strangely, they didn't. Sherry sends an email, subject Vomit City. Thanks, Sherry. Same, she adds, I'm a Sagittarius, by the way. I feel great today.
Everyone's just throwing
they're
in
they're giving
their
signs. I don't know. Also, Sarah clarified a previous email when she said she had been experiencing fatigue. She said, let me rephrase, I'm tired of hearing about the eclipse. Love you both.
We get it. Okay. But isn't like Mercury in retrograde right now or something where things are supposed to be wonky?
I don't know that, but if you have Mercury in retrograde people in your life, boy, they're a little tough to be around when Mercury is in retrograde. Anything goes wrong, they're like, Mercury.
Yeah, starting on April 2nd,
uh-huh.
Mercury started its retrograde cycle.
That right. may account for the weirdness.
Now, go. Here's what Alan has to say. He says, I don't think the eclipse has anything to do with your random sickness. And he adds, frankly, an insulting ha-ha. Here's a test for you to conduct. Ask the listeners to email about how they randomly stubbed their toe or ran into something. I promise you're going to get the same response because this is just a case of hyper-focus on a matter. I hear what you're saying there. You buy a red car, all you see are red cars.
Yeah, sure.
But the timing of the eclipse and the nausea, the out-of-nowhere-ness of it seems like a little bit more unique. But I hear where you're coming from. All right. Should I read it cold?
Okay.
Sammy says, this may be TMI. Here we go.
Oh, no. No. All right, everybody, ear muff it if you don't want to hear this.
We're all adults.
Okay, fine.
But I'm pretty sure my period synced with the eclipse.
Oh, my God.
She might be an alien. It was 13 days late and started yesterday, and that's way out of the norm for me. Sorry for the TMI. Hey, listen, anything shy of Mudbutt is not TMI this morning, so you're in the clear, Sammy. Okay, now this from Linda. All these eclipse symptoms are wild. My husband and I were so fatigued yesterday, for no good reason, that we did something we've never done before. After we got home from church, we did nothing but watch TV shows, NCAA basketball, and then a movie for the rest of the day. I cannot remember us ever being such sloths. Now I don't feel so guilty about it, so thank you. Can I add one thing?
Certainly.
I took a sleep aid, not melatonin. It was just like a sleep aid, like the cheap kind you get at Costco, on Saturday night at about 11-ish. Didn't wake up until 9:07, something like that. So meaning I got good sleep. I got like a good duration.
Yeah, it's like 10 hours
of sleep. Then the rest of that day, I lean over to my wife at the end of church after having had 4 shots of espresso at home and then another cup of coffee at church. And I said, am so tired still. I cannot shake this. It lasted like midway through the afternoon before I could in another energy drink.
Wow. Steve, before don't do that.
Don't, Fauci. Not today.
You have to be careful with all that caffeine.
But then I still felt it took so much to break through that. So the fatigue,
I
relate with as well.
If you were getting caffeinated and then crashing, then caffeinated, then crashing.
No, I couldn't break through it.
Wow.
I could not break through. It was very bizarre. Another email comes in.
How bizarre.
Yes, a new syndrome is born. Munchausen by radio. Thanks for the nausea. Yeah. Listen, Judy.
Wait, now we gave Judy nausea?
We're in a class action lawsuit now against freaking Judy and company because she claims that just by us talking about it, now she's feeling nauseous.
Take it up with Ellen.
Take it up with the moon.
Crazy.
Here's another email coming in hot. Flu. Guys, it's the flu. Hey, Jess, don't ruin this for us.
I know, because I feel perfectly fine immediately after my episode. I mean, before I was even out of the bathroom, I'm like, okay, what can I eat?
So weird. You know, that is the uniqueness of it. The suddenness of the onset and then it going away. That's what's weird.
Yeah.
That's what was different for me, and it sounds like some listeners.
Yeah.
Continue to let the emails come in if you're too
please.
Suffering. Because we need more names for our class action lawsuit against the sun. We're going to take a break. We're going to play a game.
Yeah, we are.
Tell everybody about the game, Don.
Well, the game is called The College of Pop Culture Knowledge, and you could win a prize. Here's what you do. You call us, 651-641-1071. Bet on Steve or bet on me. If you bet correctly, you win.
Hey, friends, what's up? It is Stevie Boy for my buddies at Hoffman Weber Construction. It's happening. The forecast has 70s in it. The spring is here, my friends, and I'm telling you that and encouraging you, let this be the spring where you finally do the project that you keep talking about. You've been looking at your roof knowing, oh, golly, we need to get that sucker redone. Maybe you had some storm damage last year and you're like, are we still in that window? Most insurance companies give you a one-year runway. This would be a great time to capitalize on that if there's still time. Or maybe it's something cosmetic about your home that you've decided we're going to stay in this home for a while. How about an exterior upgrade? I mean, talk about a facelift to your house. Hoffman Weber Construction, they should be your go-to. New windows, Hoffman Weber Construction. Maybe it's a new door so that every time you walk into the home, you feel a little better. Hoffman Weber Construction, they're local. They've been in for years. No pushy sales tactics. They want to partner with you. Telling you, you can get started today. HWConstruction.com.
We're back. That was fast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Donna and Steve. And we are going to play a game.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the Big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
We're going to find out how smart the two of you are as we play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. I don't know if the two of you have heard, but there's an eclipse today.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Today. We haven't even covered it yet.
Yeah, I know. It's why I wanted to bring it up, because I felt like you guys should probably shine a little bit of light on the fact that there's an eclipse coming up here. So let's go ahead and have a little pop culture knowledge, College of Pop Culture Knowledge today about the eclipse in pop culture.
I love this.
You'll see what I mean as we play along. But Shannon is going to play along with you today.
Shannon, welcome to the Donna and Steve Experience. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
Oh, happy to have you here. You are on the air with former, now fading, television star Steve Patterson and living legend of country music radio, Donna Valentine. Say hi to Donna.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, good morning. What are you up to today?
Well, I would love this. I live in Edina, but I'm calling you from Southern Illinois because I'm driving to the eclipse.
Yes!
Oh my gosh!
This is so wonderful.
So cool. Are you with family? What are you doing?
My 10-year-old daughter is in the car. And,
oh, great.
St. Louis, and are now like with 1,000 million other people driving to the countryside of rural Illinois.
That is so,
so
cool.
Is where you're going in Illinois going to be in the path of totality?
It is.
Amazing. Yep. And how does the cloud cover look for where you're going to be today?
Well, it's got these like thin, wispy clouds. We watched the news this morning and it sounded like it was going to be okay. That it was going to kind of dissipate or not be a problem into the eclipse.
This should count towards her science class.
For sure.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. And what's your daughter's name?
Brooklyn.
All right, Brooklyn. This is good. Brooklyn, you got a fun mom who's doing this, so this is great. Enjoy your time together. It is now time for you, Shannon, to team up with one of us. It's going to be Donna or Steve. It is the eclipse in pop culture. How fitting. Who would you like to team up with?
Well, I called about a year ago and won with Donna, so I'm going to stick with her.
Dang it!
Yes!
All right, I'll be over here. Bye!
All right, let's do it. You're going to go on hold, Shannon. Steve's going to step aside. We're going to play a little College of Pop Culture Knowledge all about the eclipse. Donna?
I'm scared.
Well, you got some help. You got somebody who's obviously an eclipse enthusiast with you.
Okay, so. I know nothing about the solar system.
Well, we'll see if this is about the solar system or about, you know, more eclipsy stuff in pop culture.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's start it off with this one. Then you flew your Learjet to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun was a line from the number one hit You're So Vain in 1973. Who sung it?
That is Carly Simon.
Bill Withers' first top five hit was this song, and it's exactly what happens briefly during a total eclipse.
Let's see. Never close your eyes anymore. You lost that loving feeling? I don't know. Shit, go with that.
Woo! Also, Sprach Zarathustra is the song playing as this 1968 Stanley Kubrick film opens with a shot of an eclipse.
Oh, man.
63 Stanley Kubrick sci-fi film.
How about A Clockwork Orange?
Anything you like repeated?
No, I don't know what the second one is. I'm not going to get it.
And what answer did you get for that one, just to clarify?
You lost that loving feeling.
All right. Shannon, you heard her answers. She says she was not very confident about the second two. Felt good about Carly Simon. How'd you feel about that one? The first one.
Carly Simon. I had the Carly Simon one, but I don't know the other two either. Well, talks about Bonnie Tyler and Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Well, I can't go with the obvious one. Let me read the question for you again, see if you can figure it out. Here we go. Bill Withers' first top five hit was this song, and it's also what happens briefly during a total eclipse. Any guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to come to me after.
Let me read the last one for you here. Woo! Also, Sprach Zarathustra is the song playing as this 1968 Stanley Kubrick sci-fi film opens with a shot of an eclipse. Any idea?
No clue.
Okay.
We're going to put you...
Yeah, yeah.
We'll put you back on hold. We'll see. We're going to bring Steve in here and see how Steve can do.
All right, guys, hang on one moment. Let me turn my headphones up.
Hey, Steve.
All right, how'd it go? Sounds like it went pretty well.
Maybe.
I feel like it went fairly fast.
Yeah, we gave up real easily.
On,
All right, let's see how it goes. The two you, or you're going to be playing Steve. You ready to give it a roll?
Ready.
All right, here we go with this first one. Then you flew your Learjet to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun. Was a line from this number one hit, or excuse me, was a line from the number one hit "You're So Vain" in 1973? Who sung that song?
Dang it, come back to it.
Bill Withers' first top five hit was this song.
Ain't No Sunshine.
Woo! Also, Sprach Zarathustra is the song playing in this 1968 Stanley Kubrick sci-fi film as it opens with a shot of the eclipse.
Whew. Okay.
68 Stanley Kubrick sci-fi film.
Kubrick.
Woo! That was the start of it.
Oh, Space Odyssey.
What
is that song? What's her name?
Then you flew your Learjet to Nova Scotia was a line from this number one hit. You're so this the number one hit. You're So Vain, 1973.
Dang it! Who is that woman?
I ask you to be slightly more specific on the final one. You get one shot. The final one you said. Can you be a little more
specific? Kubrick? Is that the
yes,
Kubrick
the Stanley
movie?
Kubrick film? Be a little more specific, please. One shot.
Space Odyssey 2000.
Okay, we're gonna run through these answers here. We'll start with the first one. Then you flew your Learjet to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun was a line from the number one hit "You're So Vain" in 1973. Who sung it?
Come on.
Carly Ooh. Simon, the correct Dang answer. It. Donna got that one.
Yeah. Woo!
Good
yeah.
Job, Donna.
Thanks, Steve.
We move on to the second one. Bill Withers' first top five hit was this song, and it's what happens briefly during a total eclipse. Ain't No Sunshine, the correct answer.
I know.
Steve got that one right.
Donna, you didn't get that?
No, I said you lost that loving feeling.
Donna.
I couldn't think quick enough.
Yeah.
But I know.
Okay. I shouldn't judge. It just felt like the easiest one, especially I jumped the answer.
I know.
Before you read the whole question, but you know what happens during the eclipse?
I know.
There ain't no sunshine.
I know.
We jump to the third one now. All right, here we go for the third one. Woo! Also, Sprach Zarathustra is the song that is playing during this 1968 Stanley Kubrick film as it opens up with a picture of the eclipse. The woo was in there for a reason.
Because it's Ric Flair's
entrance
in it.
Music. It's no, it's not in it. This is his entrance music.
I've even used this in a college project before. Dang it.
The movie. I'm sorry, Steve. I gave you a second chance. I gave you a chance to elaborate a little bit. His answer was A Space Odyssey 2000. The correct answer is 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Oh, Steve, no!
You know, I knew it wasn't right.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
So we got a tie.
Okay, I'm happy with that.
And that means we're going to a tiebreaker. And that means, Shannon, you're playing along too.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, we are going to play a tiebreaker. Quite simply, I'm going to play a song that might be loosely tied to the eclipse. And I'm simply going to ask you two, or you three, who sings this song?
Okay, the singer, not the song.
Well, I guess, yeah, which group sings this song? We'll go with that. Or artists. Yeah, which musical artist performs this song? Yell at your name when you think you know it. Are the three of you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, name the musical artist.
Steve.
Steve was first.
CCR.
Bad Moon Rising is right. CCR. Steve got it.
Sorry, Shannon. Good tune, though, huh?
It's a good song. Man, I more so feel bad for Brooklyn, because I feel like Brooklyn was, by extension, a part of Shannon and Donna's team. And
We'll take care of Brooklyn.
Oh, man. All right, guys.
All right. Shannon, hang on the line, okay?
Will do.
Okay.
All right, have fun seeing it today. How cool. That's a great mom moment. That is a really cool mom moment.
Yeah, road trip, right? Or what do you call it? A field trip. You know, taking a kid out of school to teach them something. It's cool.
It's awesome. They'll remember this forever.
Totally.
They flew from Minneapolis to St. Louis. and now are driving through rural Illinois.
That's crazy.
To go to the Path of Totality.
That's awesome.
Think of how much less effort you have put in on a variety of different things.
Me?
Well, yeah. The royal you.
Well, how dare you?
We didn't win Powerball.
We did not win Powerball.
Just want to bring that up real quick.
There was Oregon,
an individual winner.
Unbelievable.
I would just love to see a video of the person. Like, did whoever won, did they post something on Instagram the day before of just like, ugh, another day of getting my oil changed and they charged me extra for the filter cleaning? Because that person won't ever think that ever again. Because they are $1.3 billion richer.
Congratulations. Did you pay, Mike?
He did. I got paid.
Yeah.
I
haven't actually checked if we won yet. I just saw it wasn't
in Minnesota.
I mean, we
could have won a million. No, we could have.
That's also on the website. We didn't win that either. So we could have won 50,000, though.
Did we, though?
We could have. I'll check.
Oh, okay.
During the break.
Okay. All right. This is great.
We're having a good time.
Great time.
Let's take a break.
Fine.
I watched something live.
Oh.
For the first time in watching this thing live. In, I think, 30 years.
Hmm.
And I enjoyed myself. I had pizza on my bed, in my bedroom, and said, I'm going to go upstairs and watch. Boop. What do you think I went up and watched? We'll tell you when I come back. Donna will be here, too. Not sure why I said that. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey guys, it's Donna here to tell you about a business that I am supporting. They are local. They are called Energy Savers Fireplaces, and they are also a family business that started in the 1970s with a guy named Andy, who ends up hiring his son, Jeff, who takes over the business. Now his two daughters are a very important part of the business, Anna and Laura. They are great. And it's all part of keeping it in the family at Energy Savers Fireplaces. If you want to add a fireplace to your space, this is definitely the place to visit. If you want to convert from a wood fireplace to a gas fireplace, this is also your place. They've only got 5-star reviews. They can help you out with choosing the right place in your home, and they can work with you to design the perfect fireplace for that space in your home. They'll also give you a free in-home estimate. Here's what you should do. Go to EnergySaversFireplaces.com or visit their showroom. They are located just off Highway 36 in Oakdale. We are back. It's Donna. It's Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. Hey, real quick, a date for Pat Sajak's final spin as Wheel of Fortune host has been set. Last episode will be Friday, June 7th.
Boy, that came quick, it feels like.
It sure did.
But I guess he announced it last summer, Donna.
I know.
Listen, guys, it's April 8th. I follow some meteorologists on Twitter, not to brag, but I do. And one of them said, there's going to be a major green up happening in the next 10 days.
Cool.
Now 9 days. They're like, take a picture today of your yard, of your grass, of your trees, all of that. 9 days from now, things are going to look different.
Awesome.
Which Thanks, Steve. The reason I brought that up was like, time is moving fast. I know that probably felt unrelated from a Pat Sajak story. I watched WrestleMania over the weekend. I believe the last time that I watched WrestleMania was WrestleMania 10, a classic. Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon had a ladder match for the Intercontinental title. What a match. But I don't think I've gotten a single pay-per-view since then. I have watched wrestling throughout the years, on and off. And my interest has been piqued recently. A very famous wrestler just retired, Sting, in the AEW. And then The Rock, the most followed man in America, he came back to wrestling earlier this year, January 1st, and was doing this big build-up to WrestleMania. So I was like, I kind of want to see this. The reason that I watched it is I subscribed to Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. If you subscribe to Peacock, all of the pay-per-views are included. That's how you get them now. You don't call like an 800 number and then order the pay-per-view. You get them all because you pay the monthly subscription. So it was there. And I was like, you know what? My son had friends over on Saturday night to watch some Final Four basketball. So he and his buddies were down in the basement. And I said to my wife, hey, I think I'm going to go watch WrestleMania upstairs in the bedroom. If you want to come up, we could do a little wrestling ourselves. You know what I mean? Ow! She passed, and I believe laughed at me when I was like, I'm going to go upstairs to our bedroom with pizza and watch wrestling. But I did. It's a two-night event now, WrestleMania, Donna. So it happened Saturday and Sunday night, and The Rock came back on Saturday night. And this was in front of 72,000 people, Lincoln Financial Field, which is where the Philadelphia Eagles play. But it was interesting because when The Rock came back, they had this big buildup of it's going to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns, who has been the WWE champion for the last 4 years. And it was this big buildup. But then the WWE fans were like, no, he's not supposed to. It's the guy who gets the championship match at WrestleMania has always been whoever wins the Royal Rumble. That guy's name is Cody Rhodes. And anyway, they were like, no, it's time for him to finish his story. So the fans started booing The Rock, and they totally turned. And behind the scenes, WWE and the creative powers that be, which include The Rock, who is one of the owners of TKO Holdings, which owns the WWE, they had to totally rewrite everything for WrestleMania. They said, you ever heard of Triple H, Donna?
Nope. Is that a person?
It's a person.
Yes, I have.
Triple H said they had like 80% of WrestleMania figured out in October of last year, and then the fans demanded otherwise. And so then The Rock turned heel, which is that wrestling industry term for became a bad guy.
Yep.
First time becoming a bad guy in a long time. And it set up this really fun match on Saturday night, which was crazy. And then the follow-up match last night, I was like, well, I need to see how this ends. And, you know, for anyone who laughs at it, and I know a lot of people do, and particularly if I may gender stereotype for a moment, wrestling attracts more male spectators than female spectators. And I think it's easy for females to do what they do, like my wife did to me, which is just laughing. Like, okay, you 12-year-old dweeb, you want to go watch wrestling? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very akin to what soap operas are for women. Like if your partner, your husband, or somebody walks through, excuse me, I'm going to take this, and they say, like, what are you watching here? And Marlena is demon possessed. You know, everybody else walks by and they're like, what are you seeing in this? This is so predictable. This is so over the top, ham fisted, etc.
It's what we call a guilty pleasure.
And that is it for wrestling. You know, she's like, why are they acting like they're hurt? It's not a real punch. But it's the stories that they create, the surprises. In WrestleMania last night, and by the way, when I say I watch WrestleMania, I watch like 30 minutes of it each night. But still, it was my first time ever partaking of it in decades. And I watched some of it with my kids. And there was a point, actually, no kidding, where I stood up because I got so excited. And it was The Rock is out there, Donna. Okay, first of all, Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. I know this is boring to most people, but just hear me out. The Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes are fighting. Then John Cena, now a movie star. He's in that new Acme movie that they're trying to bring back from the dead.
Wile E. Coyote versus Acme.
His music hits. Everybody starts going crazy. He comes in, boom, boom, pow. Then, if you smell, The Rock's music hits. Now he comes out, boom, boom, pow. And then I was waiting and I said, oh, I think Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to come out. And then instead, I hear that
Undertaker?
Sound.
Yes!
Nicely done.
When that bell hit, I stood up from the couch, my hands went in the air, and I said, The Undertaker! Because none of us thought The Undertaker was going to come. That bell hits, and you heard such a pop from the 72,000 fans in attendance. It was so cool. The lights go out, the bell tolls one more time, and when the lights come back on, The Rock is staring at the entrance, doing his like, come on, Undertaker, come get me. The Undertaker is behind him, Donna. The Rock slowly turns as the audience clues him in, and The Undertaker hits him with the choke slam. Lights go out again, and then The Undertaker never seen for the rest of the night.
Oh, my God.
It was good old school theater. There was
probably even better, you know, way better because of the production value, you know, today versus like the 80s. You could do so much more.
Yeah, there are pros and cons to each. There was a rawness back in the AWA days, which was, of course, big in Minnesota, when things just felt raw and small and tight and everybody was there together. And you're right, they didn't have big video monitors everywhere and full entrances. But when that hits, it's just such a moment.
I did watch a few reactions on social media.
Yeah.
I was watching one woman who... her reaction was caught when The Rock came out. She just lost it. It was fun. I hear you. It's got a little piece of like nostalgia.
For sure.
And it's Americana. Just yeah.
Pure theater.
Yeah.
Let me give credit right now to Zamboni in the moment. I was just going to do this off the air, but we're all looking at a video thing. He made eyes with me as I was doing the build up to that. And I thought, son of a gun, he's got it. And then sure enough, once I say The Undertaker, he cues his music. I did not ask for that. He knew exactly where I was going. Producer extraordinaire.
Yes.
Right there. Well done, Zamboni.
Way to go.
Anyway, that was big fun last night.
Have you seen The Iron Claw yet?
No. That great about the Von Erich family.
That's so good.
Hey, we've been pushing stuff around. Can we talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Absolutely.
Because I think we kind of called it.
You did.
That when we come back, plus a dirt alert from Mike next on My Talk.